Greetings, everyone. Be blessed. Today, I just want to talk about keeping a peaceful mind and spirit. This is so important right now in these times because there's a lot going on, a lot of chaos. I've been speaking to a couple friends recently, and they've kind of told me about how chaotic their lives are becoming. And I wanted to share with them that the only way to kind of combat the chaos in their life is with God, with Jesus Christ, but I knew they wouldn't receive it. And it kind of troubled me because me being a firm believer in Christ and his power, I have been living a very peaceful life as of recently. I've been very happy and very blessed and been very thankful because God is sustaining me during this time. And I mean sustaining me. Praise Jesus. Thank Jesus. To God be all the glory. But with that being said, there's a lot of people that are going through a chaotic time in their life. This season is very chaotic. Quarantine, COVID-19 is very chaotic for them. And it's bringing a lot of their egos out, a lot of their negative energies out. And, you know, with that being said, I feel for them because there was a time when I was going through that chaotic season and it was very crazy for me and I felt no peace. And being peaceful, now I look back and I'm like, you know, to God be all the glory. Without God, I would have never gotten to that point. But it took me kind of stepping back out of myself, and I kicked and screamed in the beginning with my ego reform, because the last thing your ego wants to do is pick up the Bible. The last thing your ego wants to do is repent for your sins and ask God for his rivers of remission. That's the last thing your ego and your flesh wants to do, but your spirit is begging you to. Your spirit is trying to save you. And I know there's so many people out there right now who they go through that good and evil. They call it the angel on your shoulder, the devil on your shoulder. And the angel part of yourself is trying to tell you, hey, you know, it's time to fix some stuff. It's time to clean up, pieces of your life. And a lot of people are like listening to it and then not listening to it and going back and forth. But I'm telling you, it's time to just go on one side or the other. I'm not telling anyone it's time to choose where they go or how they go there, but I'm encouraging you to make a decision on where you want to draw your line at, because it's not going to get better for some of those people that are choosing to partake in chaos. And when I say choosing to partake in chaos, God is unpleased with a lot of the ways of the world right now. And I know this because he was unpleased with me and a lot of my ways and how I was acting and the things I was doing and the chaos I was sowing, not only for myself, but for others. And when I say sowing chaos, we are all kind of in this life together in a sense, and everything that we do kind of affects everyone on a conscious level, whether you realize it or not. So for example, I'm just using these celebrities as an example, but if someone of that magnitude puts out a piece of art, album, and so many people listen to their music, it could affect all of those people on a subconscious level where they all begin to act the same way or in similar ways. And so that energy gets put out into the earth. And we have people right now that are, you know, getting paid for the benefit of chaos, meaning that they're doing certain things to make the world go crazy. And while they're doing that, they're getting a bag behind it. You know, they're doing this because there's money behind it. And with that happening, it's making people go crazy. And while those people are going crazy, they're losing kind of sight on themselves. And when you lose yourself, you become into this chaotic world where everything just seems like it goes downhill. There's no right in your life. And as a Christian, I'm encouraging my friends that are worldly and secular that, you know, I'm not telling you have to be a Christian. I'm just telling you it's time to start a relationship with God. You know, I'm not saying I'm not bound by religion, but I am bound by my Father, my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, because he saved me. He literally saved me. And when I say that, he saved me from myself, because I myself was smoking, drinking, partying, doing everything under the moon and the sun. And I knew it wasn't pleasing to God. And there was a lot of chaos in my life that was happening, different connections that were being formed that should have never been formed, different soul ties and just things of that sort. And God was the factor that broke all of them and that helped me move me out of that toxic lifestyle that I was living. This is not really, you know, like a me preaching at you guys, by the way. It's just me just kind of sharing my own gist of life and what I've noticed about the chaotic of life of certain people. And the key for my chaos was God, Jesus Christ. He really flipped some stuff around for me. And then, you know, with that being said, I began to get very blessed and I've been in a very positive season. And I just want to encourage everyone else that's in a negative season. It's not too late to turn your sights to Jesus Christ and let him save you, because he died for you. That he literally came here to save you. So let him. Just let him. I don't know who's out there who doesn't believe in God, but it's a great time. Quarantine's a great time to pick up your Bible and really establish a relationship with God. And anybody that's out there that needs help or just wants to talk or needs me to share with them my journey or what I've been through, I'm totally open to it. You can contact me on my socials. They're all the same, literally Planet Jave. I'm here to help anyone that needs to be helped. I'm just a vessel, you know, ready to be used. Not by the devil, but definitely by Jesus Christ. So with that being said, I'm educated and loving, and I don't mind helping anyone that needs help. So please, please, please feel free to contact me and I can help you through this crazy time if you allow me to. I'm not the type of person that likes to push my, you know, religion or my spirituality on anyone, and I won't do that. I will not do that. But, you know, with you listening to my podcast, I feel an obligation to let you know that there is a key to your chaos, and it's Jesus. It's through Jesus. So please, 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 please stay safe and stay blessed. And everyone out there that's going through it right now, I pray for you, and I hope that you get your eyes open soon before it's too late. Praise Jesus. Thank Jesus through the good and the bad, and watch God work. Y'all be blessed.